Porcelain in Living Color. Benjerong artisans make a profitable living at their craft in Simutsokan's Bandongkaidi. Yurai Tang Im has just finished working out new designs of Benjerong tableware to match her city clients' tastes. Among her new offerings are saucers big enough to hold a snack or a cookie when it's time for tea or coffee. I just want the Benjerong to be used in everyday life, not just as a luxury ornament that stands in a glass cabinet or a display window, says Ms. Yurai, age 56, who was instrumental in establishing the Dongkaidi Benjerong Village, a small community in Tambon Dongkaidi in Simutsokan's Kratumban district that specializes in Benjerong porcelain. Benjerong, literally five colors, is a Thai porcelain using the primary colors of black, green, yellow, red, and white. The primary colors can be mixed to produce different shades or secondary colors. Benjerong porcelain is made from bone china. Its attractiveness exists not only in the high-quality porcelain and fine shapes, but also in the delicate color patterns hand-painted on the surface. The porcelain is then glazed to give it a special glow that will not fade over time. It is heated in electric kilns for 10 hours at 800 degrees centigrade. Painted designs on white porcelain originated in China during the Ming Dynasty, 1368 to 1644. In the early days, Benjerong porcelain was made only for the royal court and the aristocracy. In recent years, however, Benjerong porcelain has become widely used in homes and hotels as decorative pieces. The Benjerong village dates back 30 years to when workers at a ceramics factory were left jobless after the factory was forced to liquidate as a result of economic woes. Mrs. Yurai was one of them. But in lieu of seeking new jobs at other factories or returning to the farmland and horticulture, as most of her village fellows were doing, she and a group of laid-off workers set up their own cottage industry in Benjerong making. Since production was handmade, their individual businesses suffered when huge purchase orders were made. We lost a chance at making a profit several times because we produced Benjerong separately, said Mrs. Yurai. It was not until 2001 that the villagers formed a strong handicraft group and got together to establish the Dongkaidi Benjerong Village. The government had launched the One Tambon One Product, or OTOP scheme, and announced support for champion products. As a consequence, the local Benjerong makers became stronger. They have even shared production when one of their number secured a purchase order above production capacity. The sales and reputation of the village soared when Her Majesty the Queen unveiled her commitment to preserve Benjerong, and the village won several national awards, including first prize for OTOP in Simutsokan province. The ceramics produced in the village are of the finest quality and are much sought after by collectors, universally admired for the beauty and grace of their unique form, design, and color. The unique Benjerong design of Bandongkaidi is called Sakara Benjayamani, or the five-colored gemstones of Sakon City. The design is based on the province's historical background and the Thai symbolism of auspicious colors. Simutsokan is a coastal fishing province and has always been associated with the sea. For that reason, the Sakara Benjayamani design has a blue-green color as its main background, representing the soul of the city. Given the village's unique character, it is now a tourism spot. The locals prepared their village to welcome visitors, not only to buy their products, but also to join in activities as well. demonstrations of the different processes in making Benjirong, tours of the village, and visits to nearby orchards and to the coast, even trying their hand at cooking local food. For those who would like to prolong their stay in the village, standard accommodations are reasonably priced, and food is provided by many Bandong Kaidi families. In 2010, the village was chosen by the local administration, the Tourism Authority of Thailand, and the Commerce Ministry for promotion as a trading district and site of the Dong Kai Di Benjirong Fair. The colorful fair showcases traditional Thai culture, and visitors have the opportunity to see the intricate steps involved in making porcelain. Products on offer include a diverse range of Otop village crafts, gift items, and souvenirs, as well as orchids from other tambons in the province. The villagers' lives are better now than in the past. Our key income now stems not just from Benjirong, but also from tourism, said Mrs. Urai. But money is not the key focus. Our goal is to develop a happy community in which all members of the family in the village have jobs and a stable income.